For the last couple of years, there's been a lot of talk about the children who go to school in Normandy. Normandy and Riverview Gardens were the two school districts that were unaccredited by the state because their test scores had fallen so low. And as you know, by state law, if you're in an unaccredited district, you have the right to go to school in an accredited district. And so there's been this fight going on about where those kids could go, how many of those kids could go other places, etc. And my next guest has been the attorney who's been leading that fight on behalf of the families in Normandy who want to have their kids get a good education, and they don't think that they can get it in their hometown, and so they've tried to get it in other places. They've tried to send them to Pattonville or Rittner or Ferguson Florissant or Francis Howell or Ladue or Clayton or lots of other places around town. Well, most of those places have agreed to allow the kids to come back. Many of the kids went last year, but there was a big dust-up this summer involving the state again. And now we're back to a point where the school year has already begun, but some of these kids still don't know where they're going to go for the entire school year. And the latest fight involves the Francis Howell School District in St. Charles County. And here's the man who is representing those students from Normandy and, in the interest of full disclosure, is also my attorney, Josh Schindler. Welcome to the studio, Josh.
It's been a long, long struggle over this transfer statute to get these kids to get to an accredited school district.
Mm-hmm.
And you summed it out. It's a tortured history. This transfer statute has been fought over and has gone up to the Supreme Court twice. And twice the Supreme Court of Missouri has said a child in a district which is not accredited can transfer to an accredited district either in the same county where that child originally went to school or in a contiguous county.
Okay. So I mentioned some of the school districts that at first were fighting this, and even as recently as just a couple of weeks ago, we're still fighting it. Pattonville and Rittner and Ferguson Florissant have reversed their decisions, and they are now, correct me if I'm wrong, they are now enrolling Normandy students in their schools.
That's absolutely correct. What happened, Paul, is we filed a lawsuit before Judge Burden, Michael Burden, for injunctive relief. And basically what we said, the schools, the State Board of Education basically took over Normandy, lapsed the district, and basically said, now that we've taken it over, we're going to call it a state oversight district. And in our mind, that means that the district is accredited. Never has it characterized it as a state oversight district. And once they did this, they went to all of the districts that had accepted students last year and said, look, you can continue to take them at a reduced tuition rate, or you can reject those kids. And what happened at first is a lot of districts, approximately 8 districts, including Ladue, Brentwood, Parkway, rejected those kids. So we filed the lawsuit.
Let me just stop you before you say that. When you say they rejected those kids, are these kids who went to those schools last year?
It's unbelievable. These are kids that not only went to their schools last year, but there were heartwarming stories told by many of the principals of how it was one of their greatest educational moments since they were educators, calling these families and telling them that they could come to Ladue.
Okay, so those kids were in Ladue or some of those other school districts in the fall of 2013, and they went through the entire school year, and then they came to this summer, and because of some decisions made in Jefferson City that affected these school districts, those districts were able to say to them, you know what, yeah, you were here last year, you're not welcome back for 2014.
That's exactly what happened. And what's worse, Paul, it wasn't just this summer. It was about a month before the school year started. And what makes matters worse is the State Board of Education initially put out minutes of a meeting where they never said that they were treating Normandy as unaccredited. In fact, they said it would not have an accreditation statute for 3 years. And that's because there's a whole process by which you become accredited. And then about the Friday before trial started, so 3 days before trial started, the state board said, oops, we made a mistake in our minutes. We meant to say that Normandy was accredited. So we're literally weeks before school begins, and suddenly parents are told, you are not going to this school. And these are parents whose kids were, you know, working out with the football team. Schools, I'm sure you're aware of this, Paul, schools send out materials over the summer to help prepare the students and their parents. So these students were spending the summer looking at materials, preparing for classes, and suddenly the state board and all of these districts said, no, you're not coming.
Mm-hmm.
And this to a child, to a second grader, to a third grader, even to a high schooler who's about to go into their senior year. Imagine how devastating this was to these children. And day after day, I was getting phone calls of parents who say, my kid is crying virtually every night. What am I going to do?
Okay. And you have parents who had to then rearrange their lives because now these kids were going to be back in Normandy, and perhaps they had had transportation things that they had to work out to get them to Ledoux or Ferguson Florissant or wherever it was that they were going. And then the parents' lives are turned upside down and they had to make new arrangements. But then they made those arrangements while you were in court fighting to get them back into those schools, right?
That is absolutely correct. And the interesting thing about this, Paul, is I filed a lawsuit, and within about a week, four of the districts, Ledoux, Clayton, Brentwood, and Parkway, reversed their decision, in part based on some decisions made by the state board. So immediately within a week, those decisions are made and those kids go back in. And then we argue the case and the court grants my preliminary injunction. And then this is where things sort of get strange. And if I can give you a little bit about what happens.
Yes.
The court makes its ruling, and it basically says that my plaintiffs, which were about five students, could go back to their districts. But the ruling of the court was extremely broad. And what that ruling basically said to the State Board of Education, to DESE, and to all of these school districts is, look, the state cannot accredit Normandy. It cannot take a district that scored an 11.1 the previous year out of a scale of 100%, where 50% is provisionally accredited and 70% is accredited. So imagine this. It's not just an F, but Normandy has an abject F.
They have to get 40 more points to get to an F.
Right, 40 more points. Well, to be provisionally accredited, which means we'll give them a pass.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you're not really accredited, but we're going to give you sort of a provisional accreditation. So,
yeah.
I mean, they're basically taking this school, which everybody concedes is an abject failure. So much so that the state of Missouri laps its accreditation. And what the state says is, just because we took it over, you know what, guys, you all have to, all you students, you've got to come back and be in a failing school because now the state is running it.
Mm-hmm.
And the court said, A, you can't do that. And B, if you're going to do that, you have to go through rulemaking, which generally takes 2 to 3 years. And it was the judge not only tipped the scales in favor of my plaintiffs, because remember, this was a preliminary injunction. So the bar to win on a preliminary injunction is much higher than it takes to win at trial on the merits. Court is basically saying, look, this is so clear cut. I'm going to intervene now and I'm going to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And notwithstanding that decision, it takes about a week. There are now four districts that are left. It takes about a week for two of those districts to decide to accept all the kids back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in fairness, Ferguson and Florissant had its own issues.
Yes.
And so I had no issue.
And they weren't even open at that time.
They weren't
even. They were closed for those 2 weeks, so it was almost like they weren't in the game.
They really weren't in the game. And in fairness, they had other issues going on.
Sure.
And they came to me and said, basically their attorneys came and said, Josh, we need more time. And so 2 days after school started, and I applaud the Ferguson-Florissant board, they voted unanimously to allow all of these students back.
Okay.
In the midst of all this, only one district, and I could not read the judge's decision for what it is, and Francis Howell said, nope, we're only taking the one plaintiff who had sued Francis Howell, and we are not going to take the judge's order and expand it to all children.
So they said, okay, you represent this kid. That kid and that kid alone can come. Any other kid that wants to come who you don't represent, they're out. They have to stay in Normandy.
Right. Notwithstanding, and I said at one point, the judge couldn't have painted a better picture for Francis Howell. Anybody who reads this opinion reads it the same way. The state board did not have the authority to do what they were doing. And what's amazing about this, Paul, is every other school district reads the opinion the correct way except for Francis Howell.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they say, we're not taking the kids. So from that point, after the preliminary injunction hearing was granted, parents started to call us. So about 10 days ago, we presented the first temporary restraining order to the court for about 20 additional students. We walked into court and I said, Judge, I don't have to make an argument. You can rely on all the arguments I previously made. Defense counsel said a few things and the court says, I'm granting the temporary restraining order. Francis Howell, take another 20 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Then over the next week, another 20 kids came to my office. We had them fill out the paperwork. We went to court. 5-10 minutes later, those 20 are in Francis Howell. And this Friday, we have an additional 20 kids. And I have told everybody, until the last kid is standing, I'm going to go to court as many times as it takes, and I'm getting each and every kid into an accredited district.
How many kids are still trying to get in there? I mean, it seems like you're taking them 20 at a time. Could you take them 100 at a time if 100 families came to your office?
Well, we've drafted a class action lawsuit for all of the students. But the problem with this, and the reason why we didn't draft a class action lawsuit in the first instance, is it takes a while for the class to be accredited and notice has to be sent to all of the parents.
This was a faster route to get these kids into the school this fall.
Well, that's what I believed, and so far it's turned out to be true. I did not envision, because I anticipated what the court's ruling was going to be, I just could not have envisioned that anybody could read this ruling and not take every kid back. So we've gone on two tracks now. We've drafted a class action lawsuit, and we're also trying to get the word out to any kid who wants to go to Francis Howell. Look, you have rights. You have a judge who's willing to grant injunctive relief. So while we're going on two tracks, the class action track, and we will file as many TROs as it takes.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning, or I think it was actually last night, a letter was released by Francis Howell to parents.
Yes.
And I don't know if you're familiar yet with the letter.
This was a letter from Superintendent Pam Sloan to the people in their district, saying that they anticipate that we'll have no choice but to allow up to 350 or so transfer students to return. But in the letter, she said, look, it's possible that not all of these kids are going to come back. So that raises the question, what kind of numbers do you think we're talking about here from Normandy school kids wanting to go to Francis Howell?
Well, you'll never really know, Paul, until you get the last kid to come in. But there was a natural attrition last year where some kids decided they didn't want the bus ride to Francis Howell. Some parents have moved out of the Normandy School District. I would be very surprised if the number of students is less than 200, and I'd be equally surprised if it's more than 300 at this point.
Okay, those kids who you're fighting for, and you're going to court again tomorrow to get another temporary restraining order, where are those kids going to school today?
They're going to Normandy. And Paul, the greatest travesty of this thing is, and when you read the letter from the superintendent, it's clear that at this point, Francis Howell, at least the superintendent from Francis Howell, and one would hope the board understands that the writing is in the wall and every kid who wants to come to to Francis Howell should come to Francis Howell. But they're going to make me go to court every single time. And the greatest travesty of this is they're really cutting off their nose to spite their face. Number one, every time I go to court, they have to pay money to their attorneys to have them defend a TRO where it's a fait accompli. We know what's going to happen in the TRO.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that money that is paying to being paid to lawyers should be going to the students. It can go towards computers. It can go towards smart boards. It can go towards books. And instead, it's going to lawyers. The other thing is it's fundamentally unfair to the Normandy kids because they're going to spend weeks in a Normandy classroom. They're going to come then to Francis Howell and be behind the eight ball with the classes they're entering.
Because the curriculum may be different.
The curriculum is probably different. So, or the teacher is teaching it differently. So they've missed weeks. So these are kids, you know, who now are coming into a classroom weeks behind the eight ball, and it's going to take them a lot of time to catch up.
Even though they were in that school last year. These kids went to Francis Howell last year.
Right. It's basically Francis Howell last year accepted these kids and said, and their superintendent and their principal said, you are now Francis Howell kids. That's what they told them last year. And let me tell you, this is not an issue at the teacher level. I do not believe this is an issue at the principal level. As a matter of fact, every one of my kids who have gone back to Francis Howell have been welcomed with open arms by the teachers, and they feel truly loved and blessed to be in the Francis Howell School District. And frankly, I don't blame the superintendent for this. What I blame is there is a school board that is absolutely dysfunctional, and as a consequence of this dysfunction, not only are they hurting the students who are transferring from Normandy, but look at these Francis Howell kids. Every week I file a TRO, there's going to be another one or two kids who are coming into each grade class. And imagine how disruptive that is. So, you know, how the parents of Francis Howell don't understand that this is bad for the methodology by which we get these kids into Francis Howell is bad for their own kids.
Mm-hmm.
We should just get this over with, have every kid in the classroom Monday, and if Francis Howell disagrees with the judge's ruling, let's get it ready for appeal and let's take it up to the appellate court. So unfortunately, the people that are being affected the most with this method are the school children.
And by the way, the teachers.
It's fundamentally wrong. It is fundamentally unfair. And it is being driven by a terrible board. It's clearly a terrible board at Francis Howell. Or the board is reacting to a minority of parents in Francis Howell who are bigoted. I am not going to say that, and I believe that a vast majority of the parents at Francis Howell accept these children, understand the need to educate them, but there is a vocal group of parents who, simply put, do not want these black students from Normandy coming to their district.
Yep.
And I believe that the board is reacting to that, and the board should focus on the majority of parents at Francis Howell who accepted these kids last year.
Before we get to the reaction of the people in the community and the parents of in Francis Howell, I want to talk a little bit more about the kids from Normandy who last year went to Francis Howell, or last year went to Ladue, or last year went to Pattonville, and except for Francis Howell, they've been accepted back into those schools. You've talked to their families. What did they tell you their experience was like when they got out of a Normandy school district and went to a place where they were going to get a better education?
Most of the parents described what they perceived as almost an apocalyptic nightmare. And then they suddenly came out to sunshine and hope. And that's really what they feel. They felt that they had no chance of succeeding with a Normandy education, and that when they came to these schools, they felt hopeful, and they felt optimistic, and they felt loved. Now, Paul, let me stress that the state has taken over Normandy, and I wish the state board the greatest success at Normandy.
Because there are still a couple of thousand people, a couple of thousand kids who are in Normandy schools. They've opted to stay there. For whatever reasons, perhaps it's a scheduling thing, perhaps it's just because they want their kids not to have to get on buses and ride for an hour to another school district. Whatever their reasons, there are kids who are still going to be educated to whatever extent in Normandy, and we want them to get a better education as well. So we hope that school district does rise out of the muck and into a quality education at some point.
Absolutely. There are approximately 3,000 students, give or take, at Normandy, and their parents have made a decision. Some of the parents, as in fact, one of the plaintiffs that I initially said was, she was worried about the instability of one day being at, you know, at a school district, Francis Howell, and then not being sure what was going to happen the next year, and she wanted her child to be spend all 4 years in the high school. Other people, and you're right, there are a myriad of reasons, various reasons why you would a parent would want to keep their kid in the in Normandy. And those are decisions that parents can make, and I respect those decisions. And I am hopeful that the state is successful in Normandy. It's made some moves, and I'm hopeful that they'll be successful. But, Paul, at the end of the day, it is still a district which is not accredited. So any parent who doesn't want to stay and hope for change, I will make sure that that child can go to an accredited district.
That's Attorney Josh Schindler, who's representing the students of Normandy who want to transfer out of that school district and go to other places. Every school district that he has tried to get these kids into has finally acquiesced, and the school year has begun for them, except for Francis Howell. He's going to be back in court tomorrow to fight for more kids from that district on their behalf. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to ask Josh what has happened in those school districts, or what happened last year when those kids from Normandy went into those school districts. What did that do to affect, let's say, test scores on the state's standardized tests, and lots of other things we'll get into here as we continue. I'm Paul Harris on the Big 550 KTRS. It's Paul Harris filling in for Carney today. Thanks for listening. My guest is Josh Schindler, the attorney representing the students of Normandy who want to transfer out of that district, that unaccredited school district, that troubled school district, and go to a place where they can get a better education, which every kid in America has a right to. So Josh has been working on getting the other school districts around the state, which many of which, by the way, last year took some of these kids. He's been working on getting them back in there after the state this summer, just a month or so before the school year was going to begin, made some very bad decisions and ended up having to reverse those decisions. But in the meantime, the school districts were fighting back, saying, look, you know, let these kids get an education in Normandy, even though we had them here last year. We don't want them again this year, which is a pretty horrible thing to say to any kid. And there have been vocal opponents of the transfers in many districts, including in Francis Howell. And Josh has shared with me an email he got from a guy in the Francis Howell School District whose name I won't mention, but he wrote to Josh saying, quote, another year of 300 or 400 foreign students from the most dangerous school district in the state coming to my district, the one I support with my tax dollars, does not make me happy. Why do you feel the need to help them? Do you really think the 300 or 400 kids coming to Francis Howell School District is going to make a difference? You're wrong. It won't. Let me ask you, why do you feel the need to help them, Josh?
Well, first of all, let's start from the very basic premise. There is a law that allows these kids to transfer. And at the end of the day, one of the things that I hope every one of our school children understands, we talk about character development. We talk about following the rules. And here we have a law that has twice gone up to the Missouri Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court has said that is the law of the state of Missouri. And it says that if you are not in an accredited district, you get to transfer to an accredited district. So the first thing is, all I'm doing is enforcing the law. Frankly, in my opinion, something the Attorney General should do. The Attorney General's office is defending this case. Though I think, frankly, that Chris Koster and his staff are on the wrong side of this litigation. That's number one. So as a general principle matter, how can we argue in our school district that the kids should have character and follow the rules when our own school districts are unwilling to follow the law? Number two, I think it's important that we understand, and especially given the issues that have hit our region over the last 6 weeks, that education is the great equalizer. A good education got us an African-American president. Whether you like that president or you don't like the president, he was a very educated person, and he moved to become senator and ultimately the president. So in my opinion, education is the great equalizer. And I believe that every child is entitled to a decent education. And in the state of Missouri, the Department of Education has said, guess what? If you're not accredited, you are not providing a good education to the children. So all I am saying is every child is entitled to a decent education. And frankly, Normandy laps the district and it's not accredited. So these kids should have a good education.
Okay, so you're going back to court tomorrow, as you mentioned earlier. You'll be in court tomorrow again on behalf of 20 more Normandy students who want to transfer to Francis Howell. The other school districts have essentially said, okay, kids, come on back. And I mentioned some of them before. I didn't mention places like University City and Hazelwood and lots of other places that have accepted these kids back for the second year. What was the impact of these 300 or 400 kids on, say, Francis Howell schools last year? Well, the state does standardized testing. And this week a report came out about how each school district did from the 2012-13 year to the 2013-14 year. You have that report in front of you. What changed?
Well, what's amazing is the one district that has been obstinate in accepting the kids,
Francis Howell,
saw absolutely no change in its test scores as a result of the kids. Now, I don't really understand why DESE, the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, broke out these kids, because my personal opinion is once they come to Francis Howell, they're Francis Howell kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they wanted to break these test scores out to show the districts whose families were afraid these kids were going to drag down their test scores,
mm-hmm,
that, you know, this is the impact. And Francis Howe had absolutely no impact. I will tell you, out of this situation, there have been moments, Paul, where you would have been really proud of several school districts. I give you an example, Kirkwood. Kirkwood has taken great pains to accept as many of these kids as it can. And as a matter of fact, it's taken a lot of kids from Riverview Gardens. And for a while, I guess there was a lapse in transportation between Riverview Gardens and Kirkwood. Well, guess what? The parents of Kirkwood got together and volunteered to pick up kids at the Riverview School District and drive them to Kirkwood.
Nice.
And those were moments where suddenly you say, you know what, there are really, really decent people. And another thing, and I she'll forgive me, but I forget her name, but I showed up at a meeting at University City where it was debating whether to take these kids before I filed a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And the superintendent and University City was really concerned that by taking these kids from Normandy, that it would impact their accreditation scores and potentially University City could become unaccredited or lose its accreditation statute.
Mm-hmm.
And I was almost brought to tears when the superintendent stood up before the board of University City and said, look, vote to take these kids, because if we can't meet our test scores with these kids, we got bigger problems than these kids. In other words, we can do it. We have the ability to do it. We should take these kids. And it was really a bright moment in what has otherwise been a very difficult thing. And as a matter of fact, University City was rewarded, because if you look at University City, their test scores were not impacted at all by these Normandy school districts.
Can I see that that report?
Sure. No, absolutely.
By the way, that's a great vote of confidence from the superintendent of University City in her teachers and their staff and the people who work there, who are in the job of educating kids. Bring us kids. We want to educate them. That's what they're saying.
And I will tell you that in a defense of Francis Howell,
mm-hmm,
this is not the teachers. This is not the principals. And frankly, Paul, I don't think it's the superintendent. I believe that this rests with the board, because every child who has gone to Francis Howell, even those who have gone to Francis Howell after my temporary restraining order has been granted,
mm-hmm,
was welcomed with open arms.
I'm looking at this piece of paper that you got from DESE, which is their annual performance report. And these are various school districts that accepted kids from Normandy and or Riverview Gardens. Wentzville, no change in scores. Webster Groves, no change. U City, no change. City of St. Louis, no change. Rockwood R6, no change. Rittner, Pattonville, Parkway Central, Orchard Farm, Melville, all no change in their scores. Excuse me, Melville had a 0.5% change. Many of these other school districts, Kirkwood, Jennings, Hazelwood, Fort Zumwalt, Afton, no change in their scores. There is one that is kind of an outlier on this chart, and that is Ferguson Florissant, which did see a 5% change in their scores from 1 year to the next. Now, the fact that everybody else had no impact and this one had five makes you say, well, what went wrong there? And we may not know what that answer is, right?
Well, I believe there was a change in administration, and I could be wrong, but I have a vague feeling that there was a change in administration several weeks before the test scores. But it's clear from the overwhelming evidence that has been produced by DESE that, if anything, that's an enigma. And what we're really seeing here is there is no significant impact on overall test scores by these kids. But what's the other thing that's important, Paul, is that, you know, there was this alarm. I don't know if you remember, but when the Metrolink was coming out and everybody was afraid that suddenly it would increase crime, and basically people would come out and steal TVs and then walk them onto the Metrolink, and it turned out those fears were unfounded. Basically, similar to this situation, last year, if there were problems in this school district, we would have heard about them. And what we didn't hear about them. And what we heard is that the parents who came over from Normandy took the time to attend parent-teacher conferences to help their kids with the homework. When an issue arose with a score or any other issues, the parent was the first one to show up at the school district to address it. And basically, because they understood, the parents who transferred from Normandy and from Riverview Gardens had understood that these receiving districts, they understand that they're making a sacrifice. No one is blind to the fact that a lot of Ladue parents have made sacrifices to move into Ladue, and they bought a smaller home so that they could send their kids to a Ladue, give their child a Ladue education. These parents aren't blind to that fact, but they understand that those school districts made a sacrifice to accept these kids, and that they wanted to respect that fact and be proactive parents.
And these tend to be the more motivated parents when it comes to education in Normandy and Riverview Gardens, because they're being, as you say, proactive in trying to get their kids a better education somewhere else. Now, I only have a couple minutes, and I want to address one last issue about this whole topic, and that is cost. Because Normandy has to pay the receiving school district whatever it is. And I think in Francis Howell, it's over $11,000 per student. There was a lot of question at the beginning of whether the receiving districts, Francis Howell and the others that we have mentioned, whether they could fit these kids in. Well, they answered that last year when the kids did fit in. No school was so overwhelmed that they had to say, look, we have to turn these kids away because of numbers. So what about the amount of money it's now costing Normandy, which I guess by extension means all of us, because it's really the state that's now running Normandy? Does that play into this at all?
Well, that's an issue that was raised in the hearing for the preliminary injunction. And one of the arguments made by the Attorney General's office, which defended the state board, was that if all of this money comes out of Normandy, it'll be bankrupt by October. And they presented some evidence to the court to try to establish that. Well, the court decided that information was too speculative. I'd also like to remind everybody that last year, the legislature made a supplemental appropriation of $2 million to Normandy, which it never used, and in fact had $1.5 million in the bank. Now, having said that, it is entirely possible that Normandy will have some fiscal issues. And, you know, we cannot ignore the fact that further instability, at least this year, in the Normandy school district would not be a good thing, especially in light of the Ferguson situation. I think it is time, to the extent that Normandy needs some money, to give the state an opportunity to help turn it around, the state board, that it's time that Nixon and the legislature got together and addressed the needs of Normandy. I also would tell you that this is a perfect opportunity for schools like Washington University and St. Louis University to pitch in. I heard the chancellor of Washington University talk about the fact they opened up a webpage for people to address their feelings about Ferguson. But, you know, it's not enough for us to address the police situation in Ferguson. We've got to get to the educational issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have preeminent universities in the St. Louis area, and they should get together and try to coordinate with the state board. How can they help? So one of the things is I'm asking for a broader issue.
Okay. Josh Schindler, the attorney representing the students of Normandy who are trying to transfer into the other school districts. He's been successful with all but one, Francis Howell, and he'll be back in court fighting for them again tomorrow. Josh, thanks for joining me here today. This is the Big 550 KTRS.